Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I cannot let this moment pass without noting that the pitch is out with their nominations for the best of Kansas City.
Really?
Yes, yes, that's true.
Love the pitch.
And under best local radio personality.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic
is,
paper.
It is. It's a great paper. Is one Dana Wright.
Honored to be mentioned as always.
One Scott Parks. Yeah. Michael Mackey even ended up in there.
As radio personality.
Yes.
As my fill-in.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Jay Moore, who is with Hot Jams 103. Mm-hmm.
Very deserving.
Jenny Matthews, very deserving.
Love Jenny.
Over at, is she at Q104, I think? Or Q104, I can't.
So deserving, you don't know what station she's on.
Be quiet. But also making the list today, Samuel Stevie
yes!
the Third.
What? Oh my.
What?
Gosh.
Wow.
It is an honor and a privilege. I do not deserve it, but
no,
I
you
do.
No, we are now going on a tear to get people to vote for you.
Win, Sam, win.
Did they spell your name right?
Yes.
They did.
They did. Full
they
name. Most,
yep,
yeah.
They wow. most certainly did.
Yeah, Pitch Weekly, vote now, vote often. We got to get Sammy in there.
Yeah, Sam needs to win.
He needs to win an award.
Scott called me this morning to give me the information, and it took me about 20 minutes to wipe the smile off my face.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
I am
Thank
so
you.
Proud of you.
Whew.
And it's and I'm being serious. It is well-deserved. It is well-deserved.
Ain't no show without Sam.
Ain't that the truth? Alex Gold, what's up? You did not make the pitch.
I did not.
We got to get
the campaign going, though, for Sam. We do need to get the campaign going.
Those phone's ringing.
Yes. Congrats, though. The pitch. The pitch is not aware of 96.5 The Fan, apparently.
Well, let
of
me tell you this, though. This has been a huge last couple of months for you guys, Alex. And I was talking to you out there in the newsroom. I was listening to the Royals last night. And then we went home and watched the rest of the game. And then when I got in my car today, I turn on my car and it's on 96.5 96.5 The Fan, and I'm listening to you and Cody, and I would listen to you anyway because I love you guys, but I'm just thrilled for you, and that's going to be where everybody tunes in for all of it. Chiefs, Royals, all of it.
Yeah, everything. There's no reason to change the station if you're looking for sports in Kansas City.
It's
simple.
To say, that's obviously.
If you're, you know, 96.5 The Fan, KMBZ. You guys, I enjoy coming on your
this
show.
This might be your last time on this.
Look, Parks, last time you gave me TV advice, and I appreciated that too. You know, any advice, I'll go ahead and take.
So I had to have you in this seat today because I saw on CBS Sports last night, and I think it was through the 49ers feed, they were explaining what we're all going to see tonight for the first time. The new kickoff rules. I had no idea. This has something to do with the 35-yard line. And so you're here. It's confusing for a lot of people. Explain what we're going to see tonight.
Yeah, we're all trying to learn at the same time because you saw even in the Chiefs preseason game, their first one against Jacksonville, the team was confused. There was a loophole that happened on a kickoff where the player, Mecole Hardman, thought he could just take a knee, but he pulled the ball back in from the 1 yard line. And they called it a safety at the time, which was the wrong call. They apologized after the game. So the league is even trying to figure this thing out. But to try to simplify it, basically, the league wants more kickoffs, guys. They want more kickoff returns.
Because it's exciting.
It's exciting. It should be, right? We all remember Devin Hester maybe back in the day. He's a Hall of Famer now.
Dante Hall.
Chicago Bear. Obviously, Dante Hall here, X Factor. And so last year in the Super Bowl, there were zero returns. And that was kind of the last straw for the NFL. Basically, we're wasting our time with kickoffs. What are we doing? People are going to the restroom real quick, maybe, and then they're coming back. They're not missing anything.
Right.
And so they want more returns while also acknowledging that they already tweaked the returns, I don't know, what was it, probably 8 to 10 years ago, at least, due to safety concerns.
Okay, I was going to ask you, are there fewer returns because it's so dangerous for one guy to be running and trying to dodge however many other very large men trying to kill him?
So there's not fewer returns because of that, but they changed the rules because of that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Which has led to fewer rules. And so they said, all right, let's try something new. And they're mimicking something that happened in a different league. People may have heard of like the XFL, these other kind of secondary spring football leagues. So basically you have what they're calling the landing zone. All right. It's from the goal line to the 20-yard line. So picture that. Goal line, 20-yard line. And the ball has to at least get to that point if you're the team kicking off. The ball is dead if it lands before there.
Got it.
But Alex, right? Years ago, the NFL moved the kickoff spot to the 35-yard line, hoping that more footballs would go through the end zone because a return was so dangerous.
Yes.
Now they want more returns.
Correct. But they got rid of the wedge.
I don't understand the NFL.
They got rid of the ability to like do the the wedge and the wedge busting, which was causing a lot of the injuries. Like that, when Dante Hall was returning it, like that actual like return setup, if you will, like you can't do that anymore. But because of that, teams were fine with just kicking it in the back of the end zone. But what's tricky with this, and honestly, nobody knows how this is going to work in the regular season.
Right. So just for people like me, I've got to have this linear. From the goal line to the 20-yard line, the ball is supposed to at least touch in that space at some point.
Yes, what they're doing is they are encouraging kickers to kick short.
Correct, because if it goes into the end zone, which is always what happens, it's a touchback, and now the penalty for that is, or if you want to call it a penalty.
Yeah, it's not a strong enough penalty, but it's a 30-yard line.
You go to the 30.
You get the ball at the 30. The reason why it's an issue, in my opinion, still is the average return during preseason was the 28-yard line. And kickoff returns were up during preseason. They were up to, it was 80-some-odd percent or so in the preseason. Last year during the regular season, returns were only 21% of the time. Okay, so people are saying, oh, it's Parks, it worked. But if I'm a coach, if I'm Andy Reid, if I'm Kyle Shanahan, any of the coaches, Mike Tomlin, if the average return is the 28-yard line, and the penalty for kicking the end zone is the 30. Why am I risking it? And so that's what I want to find out in the first month of the season.
Why not just move the kickoff back to the 25-yard line like it was for years?
So the tweak on the rule, they're not making a drastic one. This is a trial period this year. There's a chance what you just suggested, what I'm suggesting, which is making the touchback a bigger penalty, like make it to where the opponent gets the ball at the 40 if you catch kick a touchback. I think that could happen after this year. But for this year, I think the return percentage won't be as beneficial.
But why not move where the kicker kicks from back to the 25?
Yeah, that's a tweak that they might do in the future. Right, but they're not going to do that. They can't do that for this upcoming season.
So, Alex, this is the rule for this entire season.
It is.
This is how. Now, okay, let me ask you this. Are we going to see then at the very end, if your team is losing, that little doinky doink 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 kick that they do sometimes at the end?
So the squib kick or whatever?
Yeah, this gets rid of that then, doesn't it?
So the rule with the onside kick, fourth quarter, the team trailing has the opportunity to do an onside kick, but they have to actually declare that they're doing that.
Okay.
So you can't do an onside kick, not that anybody would really in the first half, but you can't if you're from some,
it's been done before.
Yeah, but like it's very rare.
So it has to be to be toward the end. They can still do the donk-da-donk-donk-donk.
They can do the onside kick. The same onside kick rules that you've seen the last decade.
Got it.
Or whatever, those will still apply, but you have to tell the official ahead of time in the fourth quarter you're doing that.
It's just
safety. Honestly, onside kicks were a very dangerous play, too. I know some old school football fans will say, oh, come on. But I'm just telling you why they're making the changes.
Sure.
I love the way kickoffs were 15 years ago as well, but they're not going back to that. Huh. This change this year is one of the last resorts, Scott, to not have to totally get rid of kickoffs, because last year was a waste of time for everybody.
What's the point?
So if this new rule change kind of doesn't work the way they want it to work, there is a chance that we could lose kickoffs in the NFL, which for a lot of people would suck.
Would we lose kickers because of that? You wouldn't need as many kickers, would you?
Well, you still have field
goal kickers. But
special teams players, special teams coaches, their job becomes way less valuable. A lot of guys on the back of the roster, you talk about a 53-man roster, they make a team because they're effective on special teams.
Wow.
But. Dana wants to know why you can't run an audible.
Call an audible?
Well, what kind of audible are we looking for here?
I made the comment today regarding lunch. Can I throw an audible? And the reply was, you can call one.
You can audible to a pass play, right. Dana. You can do that.
New rule, if the kicker puts the thing into the back of the thing, we start at the 30. And the audibles are called, not thrown. That's right.
That is correct.
You're welcome.
Prediction for the game tonight?
Chiefs 28, Ravens 24.
Ooh, a close
kick off this three-peat campaign, right?
Close one.
Ooh. Yeah.
Baltimore's good.
Does Kansas City become the first team ever to win three Super Bowls in a row?
I believe so. I have them in the Super Bowl again, guys. It's going to be boring to some, but a rematch against the Niners again.
Oh, wow. Bring it.
Really?
Chiefs-Niners again.
Bring it. I am so ready.
Alex Gold from 96.5. The Fan.
Thank you for taking time out of your schedule and throwing an audible and coming in here.
Throwing an audible.
Just threw that thing. Just took it and he threw it.
Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.